Okay, today's Daf Lamed Vav. We are on the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We are discussing the psulim that are in an esrog. So Gemara says, we're on the bottom by the two dots. Niklaf, which means peeled. So Amar Rava, Hai Esroga, the Aglid Ki Ina Sumka. An esrog was peeled to the point that it looks red. Right? It looks like it's red. Kshira, it's still considered kosher. V'ha'anantan niklaf pasul. But doesn't our Mishnah say that if an esrog is peeled, that it's pasul? Mara says, lo kasha, there is no kasha. Why? Ha, this is, we're going to go according to the way Rashi learns it, the Machlokas Rashi and Rabbi Nachmanel. But ha, this din that Rabbi said that if it's nikla and it's made red, it's kosher, it's bikula. It's when the entire esrog is peeled. So I guess you peel off a thin layer of it and it starts looking red, but the entire esrog is peeled. It all looks like one thing, so that's fine. But ha, the din that we said in our Mishnah, that niklaf is pasul, that's discussing bin miksasa. That's where it's pasul, that's pasul because it's only partially peeled. And then, as Rashi says, the menumarhu, it looks like it's spotted. And that's going to be pasul. Then the Mishnah said, niznak, right, if it was cracked, or nikev, or if it was pierced, right, and if it's pierced and it's missing a bit, then it's pasul. But if it was pierced, and either the thing of piercing is still in there, or it's pierced and there's no, it's not missing any amount of the esrog, then that's going to be still be kosher. So Tani, we learned, Tani Ula bar Chinina, or Chanina, Ula bar Chanina said, Nikev Nekov Mifulash, if it has pierced through and through, right, the bullet went in all the way through, right, there's an exit wound, it went through and through, so then, Bimashu, then any size piercing like that, that goes through and through, is going to be pasul, even if it's like the small size of a needle. But she'ena mifulash, but if it doesn't go through and through, it's just a piercing on one side, it's only going to be pasul b'ki'isar. It's only going to be pasul if that piercing is wide enough and it takes away, or the esrog is then missing, a size of an isar, which is a certain type of coin, and that size, if it's less than that, if it's missing less than that, then it would still be kasher. Okay. Ba'i Rava. Rava says, Noldu be esrog simani treif emahu. If an esrog, interesting comparison, if the esrog has in it something that is similar to, will make an animal a treifa, what's going to be the din? So to figure out what's it talking about. So where it says, makmi vayle, what's he talking about? In niklav, if we're talking about that it was peeled, right, that like the animal was skinned, and the esrog is skinned, we already said that. Tanina, we read, niklav, then Tanina already had in our Mishnah that a niklaf is pasul. Again, whether it's fully peeled or not fully peeled, niklaf is pasul. In nistak, if it's cracked, if there's some sort of crack, so that would be the similar case with the behemo, where there's a crack in its windpipe or a crack in its windpipe. Tanina, we already said that in the Mishnah also that that's pasul. In nikev, if we're discussing a case where there's a pierce, if it's pierced, right, like the behemo, either that it was, Rashi says that there was a piercing in the brain, Tosa says maybe it's in the heart. We're talking about an animal, but we also, Tanina, we learned that that's a treifa animal. It's also going to be, we already learned that in our Mishnah also, that esrog that was nikov, if it was pierced and it's not missing anything, it's going to be kosher. If it's pierced and it's missing something, then it's going to be aser. But we already learned that in the Mishnah. So what's the case that he's asking about the esrog that has simani treifa? And where it says, ki kavi bayle, the question is, ki du'ula amar Rav Yochanan, like I guess the case that Ula, I'm saying the name of Yochanan, that Reya Shenishbecha Kakiton, it's like a lung that is like liquefying. I guess the lung is sort of pouring out liquid. So similar, that's Shera, that's still kashan. That's not going to be a pasul. That's not going to be a treva. But Amarava Vahu de Kaima Simponaha. But that's provided that the bronchi are still in existence. So yes, that lung could heal. But halokayim simponaha, but if it's, I guess, it disintegrates also, that the simponos are also missing, that's going to be a trefa. So the question is going to be, do we apply that to an esrog? Let's say if an esrog, somebody can tell that inside it's liquefying, it's turning into liquid. Hachamai, what's the case over here? The case over here also, why an esrog that the flesh of the esrog is liquefying, but the inside the zrayim is still are still extant. Like the zrayim would be like the bronchi. Dilma hasam hu delo shows by avira hadibari, maybe only there by the lung, since it's not exposed to the air, that would allow the lung to heal. Aval hacha de shalish by avira sruchim asrachas, but here, since the esrog is not, it's exposed, the esrog is completely exposed, so maybe it won't, the air exposure will not allow it to heal. Odilma loshna, or maybe it makes no difference between, there's no difference between a reya, a lung, and an esrog. I'm not sure I understand the comparison between one's a lung, one's an esrog. Okay, but that's what the Gemara is trying to... That's what the Gemara is trying to do. So Gemara says...
I mean, the silly thing is that with the trefa, it will die, whereas with an esrog, it's already been fixed, so it's got no chance of survival anyway.
I hear you. It's going to die eventually also. Or even a healthy estrog eventually is going to die. What's the time period? Like it's straight for, we said, 12 months. What's the time period for an estrog? Tashma. So let's bring a raya from the following brisa. Estrog tapuach, so I think tapuach means it's swollen. Saruach means it's rotten. It rotted. Kavush means it was pickled, right, either in vinegar or mustard. Shaluk means it spent a long time in hot water. I guess it's a sort of cooked, and also kushi, which seems to be a blackened esrog, lavon, or a completely white esrog, menumar, or a spotted esrog, those are all pasul. Okay? Esrog kakadur, esrog like a ball, right? So it's so you have kadur, one gear, so kadud is another gear, so ball would mean it's completely rounded, kadud would mean it looks like a dud, you know, it looks like sort of like a boiler, you know, the old water tanks looks like. Whatever, so it's like straight up. But Rashi is kadur, that's rounded, that's also pasul. The yesh omrim, some say, af hatiom. You know, it's like a double. Tiom, double. That two esrogim that ended up growing, you know, attached together. That's also pasul. Esrog haboser, which is like, Rashi says, it's like a size of a white bean, which is difficult, because just said the esrog, the size is either a size of an egos or a beitza. But esrog haboser, it's just, so I learned that it means that it's an esrog that hasn't been completely ripened yet. Rabbi Akiva posel, Rabbi Akiva says it's possible if it's not a pre. The chachamim, machshirim, the chacham say it's okay. Gidlo bitfus, if you grew it in a form, somehow you put, like, I don't know, you try to make the esrog look like something, so you put some sort of mold around it. So gidlo bitfus, the aso kim birya cheres, and now it doesn't look like an esrog because it looks like the form, right? Possible, that's also going to be possible. Katanimiyas, but in the Brisa it states that tapuach, right, we said which was swollen, or saruach, which meant rotted, my love, what does that mean? Maybe it means tapuach means it looks from the outside looks bad, but saruach mimifnim, and saruach means that it's rotting from the inside. So therefore you see that if it's rotting from the inside, that would be that it is possible. That would prove our Gemara's question that if an esrog starts to rot or liquefy from the inside, it would be possible. I'm not sure how you can tell. I guess maybe you could shake it and you can figure it out. Somehow you can tell what's going on. The Gemara says, lo, idivi b'chutz, both saruach and tapuach are talking about a blemish on the outside, right? Velokasha. So why does it have to mention both? Ha, when it says tapuach, the tafach afagadlo sarach. It's talking about where it got swollen, because it sat in water and got swollen, but it didn't rot yet. Vaha, in the other case, it's a sarach, afagat lo tafach, where it's rotting, but it didn't expand, it didn't swell. So two different cases, both on the outside, no raya, one way or another. So amamar. So now the Gemara goes back to what it said in the Brisa. The Brisa said, and in our mission said, esrog kushi pasul. And esrog kushi is pasul. Rashi says esrog kushi is going to be an esrog that comes from the land of Cush. Right? It's like I said, like wherever Cush is, that's where we're going to be. Maybe Ethiopia, maybe not. That's going to be possible. Esrog Cushi, once from Eretz Cush, is possible. But Mar says, problem, Hatanya, we have a Brisa Cushi kosher. If esrog from Cush is kosher, domel Cushi, but it's similar to an esrog Cushi, that's going to be possible. So what's going on? So so Gemara says, Amar Abai, Abai says, Kitnan nami masnisin domi l'kushi tnan. When our Mishnah says that kushi is possible, it's talking about a domi l'kushi. So what's kushi, what's domi l'kushi? So Rashi says, domi l'kushi, shegodol kan reyu shachor. So a natural, an esrog that grows in the land of Cush, that's a natural, normal esrog for that area. So if it grows there, whatever it is, that's kosher. If you have an esrog that grows, let's say, in a different place, that where the way it's not supposed to look natural, like what like the Cush one does, but it grows and looks like it, that's going to be possible. As Rashi says, Doma l'kushi, shegodol kan, rei shachor, posel, shenidmehu, counterfeit belaz. It's a counterfeit esrog. Of a kushi atzmo, but a kushi itself that grows in the land of Cush, because that's the natural way. So if you have an esrog, I guess in certain areas, the esrog can look different. So an esrog that grows naturally in where in its natural place, however it looks, it's kosher. But if in place B, then normally the esrogim don't look like the way it looks in place A. And when it happens to grow like in place B, like it looks in place A, that's counterfeit, and therefore that's going to be possible. That's Abaye's answer. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, lo kosher, halon, haluhu. It depends where. Right? If it's something that halon means, Rashi seems to say, I remember say halon, haluhu, right? Those, which one is which? But halon, the brisa that says that it's kosher is talking about an esrog, that kushi that came to Bavel. Right? Bavel apparently is either close to Cush or it's normal to import from Cush to have these esrogim there. So therefore, if it's a common import, then it's considered hadar. That's normal to be there. But halahu, the brisa that says the esrog kushi is possible, that's talking about an Eretz Yisrael, which is apparently either distant from Eretz Cush, or it's a place where they don't typically get those esrogim from Eretz Cush. So if you do get one there, it's abnormal. An abnormal esrog for that location is going to be possible because it's, we're going to point out, because it's not hadar. So that place has an impact. They talk about importing esrogim to certain places. If it's, I mean, first of all, they don't, like in how big an area. But an esrog that you import from what place A to place B, if that esrog couldn't grow into the place where you brought it in, is that possible? Because maybe that's not common, and it's not going to be hadar. Okay.
And it's a very strange question, because if you would bring an esrog to a cold climate, you couldn't plant it.
At all. Right.
And what if I take an esrog tree and plant it from Ethiopia into Israel?
How long does it take time till it get till that answer would be, until it becomes popular in the area? That would take time. But I think your first question was very valid also. I mean, what does that mean? So in New York, in Maine, in Montreal, you can't grow an esrog. So how does that work?
If you transplanted Egyptian esrog saplings in, say, California.
Right. So how long does it take till it becomes common? Maybe at a certain point it becomes okay, and then it becomes a California esrog as well.
Right.
I don't know. Okay. Esrog haboser, so you have this unripe esrog. Rabbi Kiva posel, Rabbi Kiva says it's possible. Chachamim machshirim, the Chachamim say it's kosher. Amar Rabba says Rabbi Kiva, who says it's unripened esrog, it's possible, is Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon, we're about to say, Amru Davar Echad. They both say the same thing, they have to have, ripened esrog. Rabbi Kiva had Amaron, Rabbi Kiva is exactly what we just said. He said esrog boser is no good, therefore it's not considered a pre. Not considered a fruit yet. Rabbi Shimon Mahi, where does Rabbi Shimon say this? The Tanan, the Mishnah in Maisros. Mishnah in the first paragraph of Maisros says, Rabbi Shimon poter es esrogim bekot nun. The small esrogim that haven't reached growth, that haven't grown yet, that are poter, and you don't have to take Maisr off of them, because he says, it must mean, he says like Rabbi Kiva, that a small esrog, an unripened esrog that hasn't grown fully grown yet, that's not considered a pre. So you don't have to take, it's just like the Napi Yotze for mitzvah of an esrog, it's not big enough to be a pre to take off Meister from it. So Amalei Abaye says, no, maybe not. Why are you saying, I mean, despite the fact that we're comparing esrog to a lung, but maybe here you won't compare esrogim to, pre-Eitz Adar, esrog on sukkahs to esrog for Meister. Amalei Abaye says, Dil Malohi. Maybe that is not the case. Ad Khan Lokam Rabbi Kiva Hacha. Maybe over here Rabbi Kiva is the one who says that the unripened esrog is possible. That's only the Gabe, the din of the Arba Minim. Diba'in and Hadar. We need it to be beautiful. In order for it to be beautiful, it's got to be ripe. Right? Aval Hasam there by the Chiva Maisos, Kirabanan Srilay. He's going to hold like the Rabbanan who apparently argue on Rabbi Shimon in the case of Maiser. And they're going to say that even an unripened esrog, even an unripened esrog towards the bottom of Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph. Even the unripened esrog is going to be enough to be mechayev you in Meiser. Inami, or you can say the other way, Ad Kano Kam Rav Shimon Hossam, there Rav Shimon says that the unripened esrog is not mature enough to be mechayev you in taking Meiser off of it, right? The Pasuk says, Aser to Aser, as kol tevuah zarecha. You should take off Meiser and all of the growth of your zarecha, all the growth of seeds. So Zarecha means Kederach Shebnei Adam Motzim Lizria. The only payros that require to take off Meiser are those that if you would plant them as is, they would grow, and they would grow. They would cause something to grow. They would sprout. But an unripened esrog, apparently, if you plant it, will not sprout the esrog tree. So therefore, that's why you don't take mice off, because it violates the xeris akasiv. Aval hacha karavan svirle. But here, by the case of the esrog, he'll really hold that an unripened esrog is an actual pri. Therefore, you'll be yotze dalad minim with it. The only reason why you don't have to take off mice from it is because it violates the pasuk, which says you only take off mice from something that can grow and sprout. And this can't grow and sprout, but really it's a pri. So you can't say that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon hold the same thing. Because they can each hold differently in each other's cases. And the Gemara says Besul Midi. And that's all I have to say about that. There's nothing more that we just refuted this comparison between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so start on the top of Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. Right, Gidlo Betvus. Right, third word. Gidlo Betvus. Right, so you grew it in this form, in this mold, right? So therefore, when you grew it in the mold, and you grew it in the mold, it's shaped like a cup or whatever it is. So therefore, it grew specifically. I guess you made it tight enough. So when it grows, it takes the shape and form of that mold that you put it in. So gidlo betvus, the asau kimin bir yacher is possible, and it now looks like a different thing. It doesn't look like an esrog. It's possible. So Amar Rava says lo shanu. We only say that an esrog that grows in this form or in this mold is possible. That's aloshanu ella kimin biryacheres. If you made it look like something that's not doesn't look like an esrog, aval kibriyasa kasher. If you grew in a mold and it still looks like an esrog, it's kasher. Gemara says, well, pashut. That's exactly what we said. We said in the Mishnah kimin biryacheres tanya. As long as if it's possible, if it starts to look like a different min, meaning if it looks like an esrog, it's still kasher. So what are you rather adding? So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha. The case is the avida dape. You made a dape. It seems that it's like there's levels or grooves in it. Rashi says, "Kimin crushim, ke'ein galgal sherechayim shamayim," like a mill, like the millstone. The Rava Ashmin and the Hunami Briyoso. I don't know if he has pictures, but it's sort of like it's grooved.
Water wheel,
right? But it looks, so there's grooves in it. So that's the same thing. That's grooves. So Rava's come to teach us that that's still considered. Kimin biryaso, that's still what it looks like an esrog. Even though, you know, using an esrog doesn't have grooves in it, but if you look at it, this looks enough like an esrog, and therefore it's going to still be kosher. Okay. I guess it's not considered a significant enough change to remove its status of being an esrog to be a different min. Okay. Itmar, okay, the statement, esrog shenikavu achbarim. So an esrog, I guess that the mice got to it and started pecking away at it, right? So they made holes in that esrog. Amar Rav says, ein ze hadar. This is not considered hadar, and it's going to be pasul. Really, ain't he? Is that really true? The Harabi Chanina matvil bey v'nafak bey. Rabbi Chanina would eat his esrog, and then he would be yotze with it. Like he would take a bite out of it, it seems to be. Right? Rashi says, Harabi Chanina matvil bey uchel mitzaso, the last long, big one on top, the fourth line, v'nafik. The yotzei dechovasa benosar, and he would be yotzei dechov with the remaining esrog. Umivarichalav, make the bracha. So what's going on? So he would take a bite out of it and it would be kosher. But when the mice take a bite out of it, it's not no longer hunter. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina, kasher mas nisan. But besides that, Rabbi Chanina, our Mishnah is difficult to Rabbi Chanina, because our Mishnah says that an esrog that has a hole in it, right, esrog that's got some, and is missing, like we said, the size of a coin, it's going to be possible. So how's he being yotzei using his esrog that he took a bite out of? It's missing something. According to our Mishnah, that would be possible. So the Gemara says, okay, that answer we're going to answer right away. Bishlom masnisna rechanina lakasha. A Mishnah lakasha to rechanina kan be yontov rishon, kan be yontov sheni. Well, you have to have a complete esrog is only a yontov rishon on the first day, because the first day it says, ulekachtem lachem b'yom rishon, ulekachtem, we learn that lekicha tama, has to be a complete lekicha, that only applies on the first day. Kach lachem b'yom harishon creates a dakar postamarin. So on the first day, he has to have a complete esrog. On the second, days 2 through 7, so if it's missing a little bit, it's not a problem, because we don't need a lekicha tama. Right? Kan b'yontov rishon, kan b'yontov sheni. El rav, but according to Rav, right, that the who said that an esrog that was bitten by the achbarim is pasul because it's not hadar, So that Hadar applies to all of them, to all the days, right? Kasha. So Chanina seems to say that it's okay if it's missing the rest of the days. Why does he say it's possible? So Gemara says, Amr lach rav, shani achbarim demi'isi. A human bite and a mouse bite are different. Mice are disgusting. I mean, we're talking about a rat. Right? Those are gross. That's mice. So therefore, it's no longer Hadar. But if someone takes a little nibble out of his own esrog, it's not still going to be considered Hadar to be Yotze for the rest of the day. Right? Rashi says, El Rav, the Amar Ein Zeh Hadar, Kashtar B'china, Ha'afilu B'sheni Na'mi L'Rav L'Nofik. No, okay, Rashi, that's just a question. So then the Gemara learns that. Now the Gemara says, Ikeda Amri, another way that they learned this. Ikeda Amri, they learned this in a different way. Amar Rav, Rav said, the esrog that is eaten by the Achbarim, Zahadar, it's fine. It's going to be fine, even though it was taken by the mice. The Rabbi Chanina matbil beva nafik be, because Rabbi Chanina would do the same thing. He would take a bite out of it, and he'll still be yotzei the mitzvah. And the Gemara says, but what about the Mishnah? Rabbi Chanina kasha mas nisim, but our Mishnah says if it's missing anything, it's possible. Well, kasha, that's not going to be kasha Rabbi Chanina. Kan, where Mishnah says it's possible, if it's missing, that's be yontav rishon. That's the first day. We need lekichatama, right? Lekachtem. But Kan, Rabbi Chanina was yotzei yidei eschovasu with an esrog chaser, and where they say if you could be yotzei with the esrog that had a little bit taken out by the mice, that's be yontav sheni. That's talking about the days 2 through Yantav Sheni, I guess, would be Chol HaMoed. There is no Yantav Sheni. Or maybe it means Yantav Sheni, you mean Yantav Sheni. Oh, but usually we say that. Usually say Yantav Sheni is all the same dinim as Yantav Rishon. The second day, what? Yeah. Yantav Sheni Shogolios. Can't be Yantav Sheni Shmini Tzeres, because you don't take the lulav on Shmini Tzeres. Must be Chol HaMoed.
2 through 7, no?
Right, but then why is it Yantav? It's not Yantav Sheni.
Right. In Babel, didn't they have a second day?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think so. But even if they did, all the halachos that we do in Yantav Rishon, we do in Yantav Sheni. You don't make Yantav Sheni. What? You don't make Yantav Sheni. You say, it's Yantav Sheni. We don't. Therefore, it's then you'll be mezalsa. So you don't do that. So I think this means Chol HaMoed, right? Okay. Esrog katan. So a small esrog. Rav Meir says, what's the minimum size? Rav Meir says an egos, the size of a sort of nut. And Rekiva Omer Kebetza. Rekiva said it to be the size of an egg. So Amar Rafram Bar Papa, Rafram Papa says, Machlokas Khan, the Machlokas that they have here about the size of an Esrog, Kach Machlokas Ba'avanin Mikur Zalos. This is the same Machlokas they have regarding the stones that are used as toilet paper, basically. These are the stones that are used to wipe somebody for the Beis Hakisei, to use them on Shabbos, because the Tanya of Abraisa that says, B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, so this is a question of Muksa, I think, according to Rashi at least, B'Shabbos, Shalosh Avanin Mikur Zalos, you have these three sharpened stones you can use. Mutter Lahachlis Abeis HaKisei. You're allowed to bring them into the Beis HaKisei to use. Bekamashi Urim, and how big can they be? What's the size? Remeya Omer Ke'egos, because this is the right size to be used for what you need it to. But anything that's bigger than that, it's not royal to wipe L'Kaneach Bo, and therefore it would still maintain the status of Muksa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ke'beitza, no, each one can have the size of a Beitza, because you would know that that's the size that can be used. So therefore, you can use that size, and it wouldn't be a muksa issue because that can still be used for its purpose on Shabbos. What?
Is it muksa or hatsa?
I'm learning from Rashi. Rashi says muksa. Tosos talks about plastin tzotza. That might be. It also says that we talk about some case where it's makom tsanua, it's makom chamit machitzos, but I don't know why half hotza would make whatever. It's machlokes Rashi tells us, which we learned. We pass them like in Dafyoma, we go like Rashi. Okay. Ubigadol kadeshi yochas. What we said was, what was the maximum size? The maximum size was that machlokes whether you could keep two in one hand. Or that was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi said, even if it's so big that you have to take two hands, if you don't hold it in both your hands, that's big and that's kosher. So Tanya, we're going to write Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi tries to prove himself because he says, Ma'aseh Rabbi Kiva. We had a story that took place in Rabbi Kiva. Shevala Beis HaKnesset. He came to Shul. Everyone wants to look at everybody else. Esrog. He comes to Shul with an Esrog that Al Ktefo. It was so big he had to carry it on his shoulders. Right? He could carry it on his shoulders. He was carrying it on his shoulders. You see that even something that's so big is kosher. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rabbi Yossi, that's not a raya. Misham raya. Avheim amru lo in zahadar. They scolded him when he walked in for that. You missed the rest of the story. The rest of the story was he brought him with the big esrog and said, Rabbi Kiva, what are you doing? You're not yotzi with that esrog. It's too big. So don't bring me a raya from there.
Who scolded him?
The Chacham. The Chacham that were there. The Chacham that were there said something to him. And Rashi says, ain't that...
What?
Right. Everyone has their... everyone does... Their sheet does all over the place. Like you say green is no good. You have people who have the daft green. So the greens that you get, that if you leave them out, that they'll turn yellow, that's okay. What are the ones that are naturally green? Maybe that's okay. Maybe it's not okay. Now you have people like the...
Have you ever seen one like that?
In Israel.
I'm asking that same question. Have you ever seen one like that?
The totally a green esrog? Yeah, I've seen
it. It doesn't change.
Yeah, in Israel. The green esrog. Mama's green.
But eventually it changes.
I don't think so. I think these grow green.
A line.
Huh? Yeah.
I wasn't thinking...
Right, I hear you. So I haven't seen one here, no. Well, what do you see here? They're greenish, right? They have a little green to them, they have a hue to it, and then they're going to
add... Well, I like green answer.
You like when it turns yellow, or you have to. Okay. Right. And everyone has their whole their thing. They like the bindle around it. People like this.
That's my problem. Hadar. Is it subjective or objective?
I don't know. Sometimes we say, the Gemara sometimes says, that's not Hadar.
Exactly.
That's objective.
Exactly.
Right. Ein Ogdim es Halulov. Now we're talking about this, you have the lulav, the arabos, and the adasim. So tie them together. So the Mishnah says you can't tie them together. Ela bimino. You have to use something that is of the min. That's either a lulav, a hadas, or an arava. You can either use like one. You pull one of the things off the lulav, or the something of the arava. The I don't know how you can tie it with, but if you tie it together, it has to be with one of those three minim. If not, if you're taking a different min, then you're putting a fifth min on the lulav, and that's be a problem about to safety of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. Afilu b'chut b'meshicha, you can use a string, you can use a rope, you can use anything to use it to tie it together, he's got no problem. That's not going to be an issue of Baal Tosif, because you can use anything. So I'm a Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, he tries to bring a raya to him, that you can use anything to tie the lulav together. Maisa ba'anshe Yerushalayim, the story with the Anshe Yerushalayim, something Chasidei Yerushalayim, they used to wrap the lulavim with like golden strings, like they had. So you see, that's not the minayim, and they would do that. So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Amrlo, the Chacham said to Rav Meir, that's not a raya because b'mino hayu ogdim osam lamata. What they used to really do is they used to wrap it on the bottom, tie it together with the lulav with one of the minim, and then on top they would put these golden adornments or something like that to make it look pretty. Rashi says, "Bimino ogdim esom lamata l'shein mitzvah eged v'zeh noy ba'alma." The mitzvah of eged they would do with the mino, with its feet, with the lulav branch. On top, they would put these like sort of like jewelry on top of the lulav.
I'm wondering if you like plated it.
What?
What if you plated it or painted it?
I don't know.
You took a lulav or a hadas and you painted gold.
I don't know.
Mino?
You didn't. How do you say mino? It's not the mino of a lulav.
If you took a piece of wool like you do now,
right?
But you painted it with gold.
So let's see.
Would that be?
I don't know.
Still,
no idea.
Multi spray painted.
I don't know.
Yellow, estra, green.
I don't know. Amar Rava. Rava says you can tie the lulav afilu b'siv, even with the sieve, afilu b'ikra what?
Says Isaac.
Right. So these are things that grow on the. These are things that grow on the tree. Even though they're not like, they don't look like the lulav, they don't look like these things that grow on the tree, but I feel the ikridikli, even the bark. Somebody can use the bark. These things, when you say that you have to do the min, it doesn't have to be something that looks exactly like the lulav branch or something like that, that you know when you peel it off. It can be anything that grows on that tree, even the bark. But Amar Rava, Rava says, my time de Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it has to be with its min? Kasavra lulav tzarech egot. He says the lulav requires to be tied. It has to be tied, so this thing that's being wrapped around it is part of the requirement of lulav. And if that's the case, if you bring another min to do that, to yotze yachiyah with the lulav and esrog, have a chamisha min, that brings a fifth min into the picture, and that's no good. The Amar Rava, and then Rava says, mina amina la, for where did I know that the siv ikra, this ivy, and the bark, ikra de dikla, min of the lulav, that's considered sufficient to be considered min of the lulav, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be mutter to use to tie to bind the lulav together. Titania, the following brisa. Pasuk says in the Torah, basukos teshu. Right? It says, basukos lashon rabim, right? Sukkah shall call davar. That you can use anything, sukkah means tzach, you can use anything as long as it's Migdule Karka and not Mekabal Tumah, you can use anything to use Schach. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't sukkano heges, ela ba'abra minim shabalulav. The only thing that you can use for sach is one of the four minim. You have to use the four minim, lulavim, asrogim, adasim, or avos. You have to use for sach. So that didn't know same. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a kal v'chomer. Uma lulav, lulav is kal. Lulav is a kal, why? She'ein noheg b'leilos k'bayomim. Lulav is only during the day, not at night. And nevertheless, it's only the four minim. And ain't noheg ela b'arvos minim. Sukkah, but sukkah is more chomer. She noheg es b'leilos u'k'bayomim. Sukkah is noheg 24/7. And so you must be, ain't din kal v'chomer, shlotiyah ela b'arvos minim, kal v'chomer should be with the arvos minim. I don't know why I say that. The pasuk says the lulav has to be the avraminim. The pasuk doesn't say about the sukkah, but okay. So he says that's kabel chomer. So if the lulav has to be from the four minim, kabel chomer, the schach has to be from the four minim. And Amr Lo, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, can't, don't say that. Amr Lo, kol din sh'ata dant chilasu lahachmir v'sofa lahakel eno din. Now, if you're making kabel chomer, then at the end, a kula is going to come out from it. Something bad is going to come out from it. You don't judge that. Why? Because what would be the case if lo matza arba saminim? If you didn't find the four minim, what, you can't make a sukkah? Lo matz arbas minim. Ye yoshev u'batel, you're going to sit and not go into the sukkah? HaTorah Amra, the Torah says, we'll go a little further down, HaTorah Amra bar sukkah teshu shivas yamim. You're supposed to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Sukkah shakal davar. Anything. You sit in the sukkah. You can tell me, oh, if I live in a place, I can't find the dal minim. Okay, so right now I can't find the dal minim. I won't be able to that. I'm not going to sit in the sukkah either. So Gemara says, v'chein, and similar, but Ezra Omer, in Sefer Ezra, it says, where it told us to command, where you, in Sefer Ezra, it's actually in Nehemiah, right? In Perches, it says, Suhu Ahar, go to the mountain, they view Ale Zayas, bring olive branches, Vale Shemen, different, Vale Hadas, Vale Torim, Vale Tzavos, Laso Sukkos, Kakosov. He says, bring all these things to make the Schach. Well, included in that is the Shemen and the Ale Zayas, which are not part of the Dal Minim. So you see clear in the Pasuk, they are allowed to use things that are not for the Dal Minim for the Sukkah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Savar Hani, those things is the Fanos. That Alei Hadas, Alei Tamim, Alei Yitzavos, L'schach. You brought the olive branches, that was for the walls, and you brought the Alei Hadas, the Alei Aravos, the Alei Tamarim, you brought that for the Sukkah. So what's the Raya still? The Utnan, and we learned it, so you see here that we still have to prove Utnan. So we see here, step number one, Rabbi Yehuda says, that the only things that you can use for schach are from the minim, the dal minim, utnan, and our Mishnah on Daf Yudal said, misachim b'nesarim, div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can use boards. Well, what type of boards are you going to use? According to Rabbi Yehuda, they have to be boards from the dal minim, which means they're going to be the bark of the tree. Alma siv ikud dikla min lulavu. You see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the bark and the sieve of the dekel is the min. It's considered the min. So just like it's a min that's kosher for the schach, it's going to be min that's going to be kosher to tie the lulav together. Okay, we'll stop here, and everybody have a great day.